The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. Now on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, this is the Bears Coaches Show with Bears head coach John Fox, the coaching staff and Bears management. The Bears Coaches Show is brought to you by Comcast, North Shore University Health System, PNC, and Miller Lite. Now, from Hallis Hall, here's the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
And a pleasant Monday. Good evening to one and all, and welcome into another edition of the Bears Coaches Show after opening on the road in Houston. One of the better defenses in the NFL, John Fox. The Houston Texans brought back a lot of players on that side of the ball. They've upgraded their offense, and it results in a Week 1 23-14 loss for the Bears. This is coming to you live from the PNC Studios at Hallis Hall. We'll be with you until 7:30. Good start. Good finish to that first half. In between and the second half, after those bookend scoring drives, a little trouble.
Yeah, I think, really even deep into the third quarter, you know, we had the lead 14-13 and just couldn't quite finish it. You know, it was a good football team. We definitely have some improving to do, and I believe we will.
Everybody in the division went on the road to start week one. I'd have to say, and really it's no argument, that was the toughest matchup. That was a tough matchup for anybody to go into Houston right now with that team. They have aspirations for beyond just winning a division. The Super Bowl is going to be there, and I'm sure that's a big thing for Bill O'Brien. That team is well-oiled.
Yeah, I think, you know, they kind of leaned on their defense a year ago. They brought nine of those guys returning, and plus got Clowney healthy, and, you know, he's definitely a force. And, you know, they went out and signed in free agency, Brock Osweiler, quarterback, and added a couple guys. Actually, the running back is new, as well as two young receivers that look very talented.
Now, funny, I'm going to start with the running back only because you led me into it, but some of the publications out there that analyze every snap and they grade every position player in the league, Pro Football Focus, I don't really use that a lot to form any analysis, but they happen to say that Lamar Miller had the worst day of all running backs in the NFL, but he was the only back to get over 100 yards. You made him work for it, though. He had to go do it on 28 carries. The longest run was 12 yards. But for an offense like that, that does get you shorter third down conversion opportunities, and that was a big story in this game. 12 of 20 on third down. They had some manageable third downs due in part to that running game.
Yeah, I think, all in all, I think there were 7 3 or less opportunities, 4 third and ones that they converted, 1 run, and 3 passes, as well as, 3rd and 3 or less, they were 4 of 4. So all in all, they were 7 of 7 on 3rd down and 3 or less. And so, you know, we've got to kind of minimize that distance, 3 or less, and moving forward for us to get better on 3rd down.
There was huge questions about the offensive line worry out there because Josh Sitton comes in with very little practice time and Cody Whitehair at center, but overall, if you watch the tape, what did you see from that offensive line, in particular the interior with those new faces?
Believe it or not, I think we're improved. You know, I think, again, we were, 1 week into it with 2 switches there with Josh Sitton as well as Cody Whitehair moving to center. But all in all, I think interiorly, we did pretty well. I think with the communication and more practice time together as we prepare for Philadelphia, I think it'll be a much improved unit.
Everything is always very visible in week one because it is week one. But the fact is, making changes could happen in week six, the similar fashion somebody has to get ready to play on 2 days' notice. There's really no difference. It just feels like it when it's week one.
Yeah, I think, when you've had guys together all in camp and you can have some kind of continuity, it feels a little bit newer if it's done in the week prior to the opener. But, again, that's the NFL. That's how it works. There's guys who got injured this week, and, it'll be a next man up philosophy all around the league and won't be any different here. So I think we got out of the game pretty healthy was the good news. We did play a good first half of football against a very fine team. Struggled down the stretch is something we need to improve at.
And that, again, is a process. You've said it before, too. You got to learn how to finish. You got to learn how to win.
Yeah, I think, again, our guys are getting closer. They're very willing. I think everybody's mindset was pretty good, even in that locker room. After that game, we talked a lot about starting fast. I think we did, that first possession, we go down and score. And, and then we were able to score right before halftime with getting the ball to start the third quarter. And, it just didn't go very well in the second half.
And to their credit, though, defensively, they did some really interesting things, obviously, with stunts and games and using that defense of Romeo Crennel, the versatility of all those different types of linebackers and defensive linemen. you're not going to see that every week, that kind of package.
Well, really, they just, you know, they did the same thing, really, in the second half, and they just did it a little bit better. I think, you know, down the stretch, they made some big plays. When you look at, you know, Fuller's catch down the sideline was an explosive play. They threw a hitch route that we were too soft on and didn't tackle very well for 35 yards that resulted in setting up a score. And, you know, all in all, those were the differences. We had opportunities, and we just didn't make the play.
What else do you see on tape in terms of what you're really seriously looking for that you can build on, that you require from your team at a bare minimum, win or lose?
Well, I think, you know, our young secondary, I think, made some progress. You know, Jacoby Glenn, I think, made a couple plays. You know, you take the interception by Tracy Porter. You know, DeAndre Hall, I think, made a couple plays. They made a nice catch on him on the go route, but, you know, he was involved in a couple breakups in the red zone. And, you know, all in all, I think our red zone defense was better. We got to get better at third down, limiting the distance. You know, and really scoring-wise, you know, with a couple layups there with the turnover to start the third quarter, they got 3 points on. You know, all in all, it wasn't that bad. I think things that we can definitely improve on.
Well, given that DeAndre Hopkins is one of the best in this league, and no question, certainly, what he can do with 50-50 balls, that 50-50 ball that Tracy Porter picked, that was a huge play, obviously, set the table for an offensive touchdown in the opening drive. But he had to work for it. Now, both those guys, that was a heck of a matchup. It was kind of the story within the story throughout the game. And then they threw Fuller at Tracy as well. Now he's got to deal with something completely different in that lightning speed of Fuller, who also had to work for his catches. Yeah, he had 104 yards and receptions, but these guys didn't catch all the 20 balls thrown their way.
Yeah, I think, you know, you just got to match what they do. You know, I think we were able to do that with Alshon. Had good production. I think he had 105 yards on the day. You know, just it was, we were a little more noisy in the first half and a little quieter in the second half.
A guy like Kevin White playing his first game, unmistakably, the butterflies, the anticipation and the wanting to prove. I mean, I know that's his mentality because he missed last season. He feels like he's got to get – how do you evaluate him, and what do you tell a kid like that?
Well, we just got to keep getting better. Yeah. You know, I think as a football team, you know, I think that's the mindset. We have to coach them better, and they have to execute better. And I think we can get that, you know, even on short yardage play, inches. If we run a quarterback sneak, fumble the snap. You know, it doesn't – you know, those kind of things we can clean up, and I'm sure we will this week.
Yeah, they all equate to more plays. You convert those. You know, you'd like to get 70-some plays offensively. Not, you didn't get anywhere near that, but a lot of that is just converting
yeah,
and extending.
I mean, the rush yardage, I mean, they had 30 carries or 30 rushes. We had 20. The difference is that converting third downs, you get more runs. And I think our yards per carry were exactly the same. They were 3.7. We were 3.7. So we just have to create those opportunities, moving the chains on third down on both sides of the ball. We have to do a better job stopping it on defense and, you know, possessing it on offense.
Crazy, crazy game it is. First time in NFL history, any week of the season, six games in the opening week decided by 2 points or less. So that's where the NFL is in 2016. We talked about it the same way last year. It's getting tighter and tighter and harder to win.
The Bears Coaches Show with head coach John Fox and WBBM's Jeff Joniak continues.
Osweiler setting up a pass to the right side. Jarrell Freeman's got him, and he gobbles him up. Brought him down near the 8-yard line. No chance at all. Well read as Lamar Miller is dropped for a 6-yard loss.
And welcome back to the program. It's the Bears Coaches Show. Jarrell Freeman with a 17-tackle performance. And he is our Xfinity Player of the Game, brought to you by Xfinity. Welcome back with John Fox. The two inside linebackers that are very much a heartbeat of that defense, they piled up the tackles. A heck of a job by both Danny Trevathan and Jarrell Freeman. They also got some quarterback pressures in there as well, and a sack, obviously, for Danny. So overall, you got what you wanted to see from those two fellas, right?
Yeah, no doubt. I think they're great additions. I think they bring a different mindset to the defense. And, you know, all in all, I think there were some good performances defensively. You know, I think the Leonard Floyd had a good day. You know, Akeem Hicks, I think, all in all, had a pretty good day. And for sure, the two inside linebackers.
Forced fumble as well. Obviously, you're hoping you fall on top of it. I thought Willie Young was going to get it, but he's being held back. And, you know, that's the way it goes when the ball's on the ground. You're fighting for it. But some good awareness there. That was a bang-bang play. And Leonard Floyd, I think people might have been surprised at how much he played. But I think he got 60 snaps, about 80% of your defensive snaps in that game for a rookie.
Yeah, we probably should have, you know, given a few more reps to Sam Acho, but I think it was a good experience for Leonard. You know, I thought he reacted and responded well, and you know, I think he'll just get better as the season wears on.
He was active, six tackles as well, and shared a sack with Mr. Goldman, who I think, in my humble opinion, is a rising player in this defense and a player to watch. People aren't really talking about him that much.
Yeah, no doubt. I think, you know, I feel better about our front moving forward. And, you know, obviously we made some mistakes yesterday, but we'll work on those things. The more and more they play together, the more and more they'll bond together.
What did you think about the overall push of that front seven yesterday?
Not all bad. You know, I think we let Brock escape a couple times. He stepped up and made some plays. He actually made a scramble for one of the longer runs of the day by anybody, you know, running backs or not.
Yeah, 15 yards. That was their long run. You're exactly right. 15-yard run. Let's go back and talk about the overall performance of the team in terms of special teams now, because those are big decisions you got to make on game day, who you're going to be inactive. A lot of it has to do with special teams in this case. How do you think they perform? We rarely talk about special teams.
Well, I think, you know, we had a new kicker, you know, in Connor Barth. He had two opportunities on extra points. It was 2 for 2, and those aren't automatic anymore. So I think, you know, that was a bright spot. We had an opportunity to kick a field goal, and we like to go for it on fourth down. Didn't execute very well. That could have been points on the board. You mentioned the fumble that was, taken loose by Akeem Hicks, and then, it just bounced the wrong way. They fell on it. So there was a lot of iffy plays there. Special teams, we block a kick. Yeah. And it actually goes through the uprights. But it was an outstanding play by Sherrick McManus, who did a good job, you know, as a skinner off the edge on the outside. You know, the big return by Eddie Royal, I think, was a huge play to set up potential points. And so we're making progress. We're close. We're just not quite good enough to finish the second half.
You got Josh Bellamy mixed it up a little bit on special teams. I think he threw a big block on that Eddie Royal. And then I think there was a penalty on DeAndre Houston Carson, but Bellamy lit up somebody on special teams. So did Kadeem Carey. I think it's a huge change in how he's performed on special teams from very early in his career. I don't think he loved it doing it in his early days. Now he's really enjoying the physicality of it, and he's letting him know that he's like a bulldozer out there.
Yeah, he's a very aggressive player, whether he's running the ball or whether he's got some kind of blocking assignment or, you know, even on punt return, he does a good job. So, we've got the right mindset. I think we got the right people doing it. Now it's just a matter of gelling as a football team.
How about Jay Cutler yesterday?
Yeah, that if you just look at the first half stats, it says it all. I think he had like a 140 rating the first half, and we had like a 30 rating in the second half. So it's not all just him. You know, again, he needs the help of his friends and teammates, whether it's in the protection or, you know, in the pass catching area. And, we've got some young guys. I think we've got 6 or 7 new starters on offense as well. The same thing on defense. And I think the more we play, the better we'll get.
The backfield, Jeremy Langford was your ball carrier yesterday. I'm sure as the season goes on, you're going to spread that around a little bit potentially because you've talked about committee approach. But Jeremy, got tripped up a couple times, sometimes just tangled up in his own feet trying to get out of there. But it's very close to breaking a couple of bigger runs, too.
No doubt. I think, we didn't run the ball that much. I think because of the time of possession, we didn't get that many opportunities. And then we fell behind, in particular in the fourth quarter, so it turns into a little bit more of a passing game. But, as we start, possessing the ball better and running the ball more, I think, we'll get he'll get a better break.
Now, more of the Bears Coaches Show with head coach John Fox on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Play fake, sidestepping to the pocket. Osweiler hitting the back, and down he goes. First NFL sack of the number one pick, Leonard Floyd. Welcome to the NFL, big fella.
Well, they split it. They split it. I tried to give it to the kid, right? That's number one.
You did good.
And
you
I dissed good. Eddie. Yeah. I dissed Eddie, though. Who decides these things?
They have statistical people. There's bonuses, all revolve around this. There's, records, you name it. They keep track of it in the National Football
League. Is it fair to give Eddie a half on that one, honestly? I don't want to take it away from the kid.
I didn't look at it close enough.
Okay.
It was good pressure, and I think the guy that hit him the hardest, I believe, was Leonard.
Yeah, let him meet at the quarterback often.
Yes.
So those are two of your cornerstone pieces for the future. And for that matter, Jonathan Bullard, you know, he laid a whack every game this preseason, right? He's hit the quarterback.
Yeah, he's improving every day, and he's making his mark. And I think you earned that play time, and he definitely is performed to the point where he deserves more.
What does he need to do to keep earning those reps? I mean, are there things he still has to fine-tune? Obviously, he's a rookie, he has to, but is there technique things? Is there fine-tuning things, moves, whatnot?
All the above. You know, I think just knowledge of the defense, you know, how to, you know, to operate under pressure, and some of the technique things that we're asking him to do. And he is getting better, you know, and he'll get more time as we go.
All right. Well, I love seeing Leonard turn the edge. I think that's what everybody loves to see, because he's got that unique bend that you see from great pass rushers. And if he doesn't have, even if he doesn't get there on six rushes, if the seventh and eighth or ninth get there, I mean, that kid's going to have a heck of a career.
Yeah, he's just going to get better and better. He has all the ability in the world. Now it's just a matter of, you know, kind of harnessing it and, you know, playing within the scheme.
And don't you, I mean, I think people automatically assume, okay, he's just a pass rusher. But, man, he uses that leverage of his length in the run game. He was active in the run game.
Well, a lot of it was made, you know, his weight and all those types of things. But he's very long, and he plays extremely strong for his actual weight, that he is getting bigger and stronger, and he will continue to do that.
He says he's reached his goal.
Yes, he has. He's worked hard at it. And, you know, now when you're not going to algebra, you're not worried about history class, and, you know, all you're doing is taking care of your body, you do get bigger and stronger.
Hey, that's what these kids, they dream, and the dream is. But the one, you know, I think the funny thing about it is, in fact, today I was walking through the hallway. I see Danny Braverman sitting there watching tape, right? It's a day off. But the approach to me is what is significant, is that it is a job.
No doubt.
Let's treat it like that. And I know people think that the players just have practice and that's it. But, no, if you really want to be something, you got to study it. And you got to really digest it and not just practice it.
And that's really what separates it in this league, you know, is how guys you know, approach it as a profession. And so much mental, and there's so many things that you can get the edge doing, you know, like any professional sport, where that's the difference.
Okay, let's start looking at the Philadelphia Eagles. You get an extra day to prepare, obviously. It's probably good, you know, take a deep breath, get extra time with these guys in the meeting room tomorrow, off day Wednesday, back at it Thursday, Friday, Saturday for the Monday week, and a home game against this Eagles team. And the guy who's getting a lot of attention, certainly he deserved it after his performance against Cleveland, was the rookie quarterback Carson Wentz, who missed much of the preseason with a broken rib.
Yeah, he's, I think, still nursing that a little bit. And but he had a great day. You know, if you look at his performance, his completion percentage in the 60s, his quarterback rating was just over 100, which is a pretty good day for a rookie quarterback in the National Football League.
What do you suspect and what do you know about Doug Peterson and his style of coaching?
Well,
obviously,
think,
he's a little bit of a mystery since he's never done it at that level.
Yeah, I think you can see, you know, old Philadelphia. You can see Kansas City, you know, longtime West Coast quarterback himself. You can see his handprint on just about everything. We've kind of jumped ahead. I've seen a lot of their offense so far today, and you know, a lot of quick passing. You know, a lot of bootlegs, a lot of move in the pocket, and Carson's a very athletic guy as well as a very accurate guy.
Well, if you're interested in this sort of thing and you're used to watching Chip Kelly's Eagles, they were last in the league in time of possession all 3 years he was there, and they had the number one time of possession in the NFL yesterday, so far with two games to go, over 39 minutes, so it's different.
Yeah, no, they're you know, they're able to run the ball effectively. They've got some you know, spread type of offense with, you know, Carson being an athlete, he can keep the ball off of you know, any kind of shotgun handoff, as well as you know, conventional run game when he's under center. So yeah, they've got a good attack, and they played pretty good defense yesterday, you know, holding the Cleveland Browns to, you know, under 300 yards, and get a very worthy opponent coming to our house.
Yeah, and our house. You want to make it our house.
No doubt.
It's not been good the last several years.
Last year, you figure 1-7 at home is not exactly what you're trying to build in your home stadium. And we've got the best there is in the league. And it should be hopping Monday night and on national TV's crowd. So, you know, our guys should be pretty fired up.
If you're coming to the Eagles-Bears game, check out the Miller Lite Chicago Bears Ultimate Tailgate, brought to you by Chicago Tribune Sports Plus, starting 2.5 hours before kickoff right outside of Soldier Field. All right, you're free to go. Thank you very much for coming, and go back to work. Your friend Ed Donatel coming up next. Yep. Talk about that young secondary, and it should be fun to talk to him. Thank you very much.
All right.
That's Bears
you,
head coach John Fox.
The Bears Coaches Show with head coach John Fox, and this hour featuring defensive backs coach Ed Donatel, brought to you by Verizon, North Shore University Health System, United Airlines, and Miller Lite. Once again, the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
Osweiler, tight spiral, left side, and it's intercepted! Wrestled away from DeAndre Hopkins. Tracy Porter swipes him inside the 25-yard line of the Bears. That was pure want to, and he muscled it away from a pair of the strongest hands in the National Football League and DeAndre Hopkins. Bears football on a takeaway in Houston.
That was on the opening drive of the game. It led to points for the Bears. They take their opening drive and score a touchdown. Welcome back to the Bears Coaches Show, joined by Ed Donatel. I gave him the nickname Fourth Quarter Porter because last year he had another fourth quarter interception in the game, and I went back and the bulk of his interceptions were in the fourth quarter. He loves the nickname, by the way, so if you want to throw it on him in the team meeting in your secondary group, throw it at him. But Fourth Quarter Porter was First Quarter Porter yesterday. That was a big interception in that game right then.
Sure. It was one that got us going. You know, we always want to try to find ways to give our offense the ball and give them field position. But the important thing to know about Tracy is the preparation that went into it. This is a guy that prepares every day of the week. He's going to go get early tendencies and study his opponent. And what I'm really liking is it's rubbing off on our young guys. They're seeing how he prepares, how he's a true pro. And it's going to help us down the road.
It's nice to have a young team. John Fox always talks about it's a young man's league, but you also need a dose of those veterans at every level of the team, every position group, don't you?
No question about it. You know, and they work with us, and they serve a great purpose, and they're the glue, and they're the guys that set the measuring stick for the young guys.
They carry your message too, right?
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Tracy's taken on that role in fantastic fashion.
He had quite the assignment yesterday because Hopkins is one story, and that was the subplot in that early part of the game anyway. The two of them, I mean, he made it hard on Hopkins. Hopkins had his share also, and then switching it up, he had to deal with the speed of this rookie 4.31 40 time and Fuller from Notre Dame. It was a heck of a day at the office. A lot to dig into for Tracy Porter.
No question about it. And there is a contrast between those two players, like you said. And that's where you need to have that pro experience to be able to turn it on, turn it off, play different styles of guys, and apply your information that you have throughout the week. And he can do that. He's extremely capable.
Ed Donatel, our guest, and listen to the next Bears All Access radio show brought to you by Uber this Wednesday at 6 p.m. on WSCR, 670 a.m., part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. It's 7:06 with you until 7:30 tonight with Ed Donatel, the Bears' secondary coach. And now we can talk about the young guys. And there's a lot of guys to talk about. This team is really invested a lot in young players. Tell us about Jacoby Glenn, first-year player, gets a first NFL start yesterday, and involved in a pass breakup, made some plays, shaken up a couple of times, but got himself back on the field, which is important for a young player to be able to shake that off and get back out there if it's not something that's going to sideline you.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, we thought he had some nice coverage plays throughout the game, but a lot of credit goes to our personnel department. You know, these young guys you see, they have such a great eye for finding talent. Jones Cordy is a free agent, Bryce Callahan, and then you hear Jacoby in his second year. He's been through the culture here of John Fox for a year, and these guys learn and grow in that environment. So we think he's heading in the right direction. He played tough throughout the game, and we're looking for better things next week.
Bryce missed a big chunk of the preseason, but clearly emerged last year as your nickel and as a guy that earned respect of his teammates and trust of his coaches quite quickly. He was out there in the nickel package. Vic sent him on a couple of blitzes, which I do love. I love those corner blitzes from the nickel spot. How's he in terms of being back and ready to roll in terms of getting through the injuries?
Well, he made it in the nick of time. took him most of camp. But, you know, that story started last year. You know, we were about five or six games into it, and John is watching the demonstration team on the other side of the ball, and he's saying, you know, this guy's moving around pretty good. You know, we need to give him a chance. And then we gave him a chance, and, you know, the rest is history. You know, he's working really well at that position, and it looks like the future's bright.
Bryce Callahan and the young Bears secondary. It will develop throughout the course of this season. Listen to the next Bears All-Access radio show. I already read that. How about the best way to get ready for Monday's game is to tune in to Bears Game Day Live Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. on Fox 32 in Chicago, and Bears Game Night Live Sunday at 10:30 also on Fox 32 in Chicago.
The Bears Coaches Show with defensive backs coach Ed Donatell and WBBM's Jeff Joniak continues.
All right, welcome back to the program with Ed Donatell, the Bears defensive backs coach. After the Bears lost in Houston, time to get ready for the Philadelphia Eagles in a Monday night appearance at Soldier Field in the Bears home opener. With you until 7:30 tonight, DeAndre Hall, the rookie corner, got some NFL taste last night in Houston. This young man out of Northern Iowa, I'm very impressed with how he handles himself. You could just say, okay, these smaller school guys have a big learning curve in terms of how to deal with a veteran locker room or just the NFL in general, but he doesn't back down out there. He's been that way. He's very emotional on the field. He acts more like a guy who's been here for a little while now, DeAndre Hall.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, he's well-liked by his teammates. He fits in well. He's a guy that always brings a challenge attitude when he's out there playing, and so far, he's off to a good step. It's always nice to get him some experience in different roles, you know, to start the season, and that role could grow.
I keep talking, everybody keeps talking about his long arms, but I think the reason we do it here in Chicago, because Charles Tillman, when he was here, he has that similar body type, maybe not as tall, I don't know exactly, but they just look that way. They just look that way, and that always meant good things for the Bears. Charles Tillman, one of the best corners in Bears history.
Yeah, Charles, boy, that's a great memory. And we love the way he'd take the ball, and what a great Bear. If he can be anything like him, that would be fantastic.
Absolutely. But,
we like his length. We're going to use his length. We just see good things coming. It's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, he made some plays yesterday times he was in there.
And, you know, they made a play on him, and the nice thing about it, he came right back and made his play. And that's what you want to see in a young player.
Yeah, if you didn't, you'd be worried.
I never want to worry. You just got a little more work to do.
Absolutely. So, with all these young players, as a veteran coach, you're tutoring, you're teaching, you're helping. Is it gratifying for you to be able to get in front of these guys and help shape their early stages of their pro careers? Because you got a lot of guys that are young.
Yeah, no question about it. And after coaching a lot of years, it's a lot of fun when you get a new piece of clay. And the thing I can say about these guys is they like each other. They're tight off the field. And when you have that harmony within the guys, you're going to get better. These guys are going to show us some good football this year. And so we just got to keep coaching them, encouraging them, teaching them. But they're so willing. You know, I think we have good things ahead of us.
People are probably sick of me saying this, but one of my favorite guys, because of his attitude, you're already laughing. I know you think I know. You know where I'm going, don't you? Harold Jones.
Yeah.
Harold Jones Quarte.
Yeah.
I mean, this is quite a story. Again, who knows what he ultimately becomes? I hope it's great. But this guy has come a very long way in a short time.
Yeah, we have a great vision for him, and he has a great vision for himself. So we've painted that vision. This guy brings what you'd want in Chicago Bear defense. This guy brings toughness, and savvy, and relentlessness. So he's still early in his career, but this looks like the right kind of guy.
Your safety is the youngest pair in the NFL. I don't know if that matters, but they are 23-year-old safeties. Yeah. So what does that say about them?
Well, we got to get their experience somewhere else. You know, so you go to Tracy Porter, you go to Vic Fangio, you go to John Fox.
You go to Ed Donatell.
Yeah, well, we got to be the experience. So that's where the way that goes. But heck, you know, our personnel department went out and got us some guys that move around and they're tough, so forth. That's our job to put it together. So we relish that challenge. And we see it as a great opportunity.
You throw some ideas on the table, no doubt about it, as well during draft time. But the assets that this group, young group, has, throw Tracy in there, Kyle Fuller in there, the versatility of these guys, the types of players, whether it be their length in one case or their speed or whatnot, their agility, Deion Bush, the safety who's banged up right now, his ability to get off the hash and use that speed and range. Is that a creative process then for you then to think, how can I use these guys?
Absolutely. That's all you do. That's what keeps you up at night. You know, what's the best way to position them? What do you need to teach them? How do you connect that thing that makes them tick? So that's what we're doing. It's a great collective group, but they know and we know we got a lot of hard work ahead of us. You know, and if we put in the hard work, which we intend to do, good things are going to happen.
How is it that you keep them mentally up if things don't go so well from a series to a series or a game to a game with a young group of guys?
Yeah. You know, we never lose. You know, we either win or we learn, and that's the way we do it. And, you know, we look at it as all setbacks are temporary. And, you know, when something doesn't go quite the way we design it, let's educate them, fix it, and move on.
Have you had to alter how you coach on game day with these young guys, given that they are young? Are you doing more teaching on game day like you would at practice, or is that altered?
Well, you know, our philosophy is always going to be the same. You know, we got to be great teachers. And you get to game day, you know, you have to have your observation skills working, and you're going to use all veterans. You'll use different positions to help you tie it all together. But on game day, our job is to be service, to service those players. They're the ones playing the game, so we got to be there to give them anything they need to help them, you know, connect the piece so they can play well.
One more segment with defensive back coach Ed Donatell. Head coach John Fox will also join the final segment of the program from earlier tonight. It's the Bears and Eagles coming up Monday night, a week from tonight at Soldier Field in the home opener.
The Bears Coaches Show with head coach John Fox continues exclusively on the home of the Bears. News Radio on 105.9 FM, WBBM.
All right, back with our final segment of the program tonight, Bears Coaches Show with John Fox coming up in just a moment from earlier in the program. And here with Ed Donatell, the outstanding defensive back coach, a long career in the National Football League, and you still approach it with the same vigor and enthusiasm of a young coach, which I admire. I do. I really admire that, and you love doing what you do.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, it's a tremendous calling to be able to do this, and a tremendous opportunity, and it just seems to get deeper and richer every year. I have a couple boys that played ball, and now one of them's coaching, and to be able to share that with them. And just to come in here and work with a great staff. You know, this is a heck of a staff that John put together, you know, offense, defense, special teams. We got something special going here.
Much more fun, obviously, to win, but much more fun also to have the mutual respect for this group of coaches you work with. You guys have all, you know, really across the board, even the addition of a guy like Kevin Mawai now as an offensive assistant. Right. There's a great broad view of the game and how it's taught and how you guys collectively want to teach it as well. You guys seemingly have that old school mentality, all of you guys.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of really excellent teachers on our staff, and John makes it, he trusts us, and he makes it enjoyable for us, and it's a lot of enjoyment to be out there with these guys on a daily basis. We spend a lot of time together, so we got to enjoy each other. So we have that.
A couple of the guys we haven't talked about, Kyle Fuller trying to work his way back from injury. Is he getting close?
Yeah. Every week he's picking it up a little more. Man, this guy just had surgery a couple weeks ago, and we got to let Mother Nature work a little bit, but he's working his tail off, so it should be soon.
And tell us about this new guy, Kerevion LeBlanc.
Yeah.
Well, saw him with the Patriots. You know, probably don't know that much about him right now.
Yeah. Well, he's been out there for a week with us, you know, and again, it's another guy that, you know, our personnel department, they study and they comb the whole league and they watch him in practice and so forth. They thought he's a guy that if we put him in a Bears uniform, good things would happen. He's eager to learn. He's got a lot of speed and explosion in his body, and we'll just evaluate him as the weeks go on.
What can you tell us about the Eagles in our final question for you tonight?
Well, you know, they're off to a heck of a start. The young rookie quarterback, you know, put up a 100 rating, you know, yesterday. That's rare for somebody to do that. So it'll be a great task for us. But we intend to get a win this week. There's no question about it. So we just started, you know, the game planning, you know, right now and the breakdowns and so forth. So we're looking forward to it.
Trying to get that home field getting going again in the right direction after just one win last season. So that eats at everybody, coaches included.
Yeah. Well, that's not our standard, and we look to change that and change it rather quickly.
All right, well, thank you for joining us. Bears defensive back coach Ed Donatell. Earlier tonight, our conversation with head coach John Fox.
Yeah, I think, you know, really even deep into the third quarter, you know, we had the lead 14-13, and just couldn't quite finish it. You know, it was a good football team. You know, we definitely have some improving to do, and I believe we will.
Everybody in the division went on the road to start week one. I'd have to say, and really it's no argument, that was the toughest matchup. That was a tough matchup for anybody to go into Houston right now with that team. They have aspirations for beyond just winning a division. The Super Bowl is going to be there, and I'm sure that's a big thing for Bill O'Brien. That team is well-oiled.
Yeah, I think, you know, they kind of leaned on their defense a year ago. They brought nine of those guys returning, and plus got Clowney healthy, and, you know, he's definitely a force. And, you know, they went out and signed in free agency, Brock Osweiler, quarterback, and added a couple guys. Actually, the running back is new, as well as, you know, two young receivers that look very talented.
Now, funny, I'm going to start with the running back only because you led me into it. But some of the publications out there that analyze every snap and they grade every position player in the league, Pro Football Focus, I don't really use that a lot to form any analysis, but they happen to say that Lamar Miller had the worst day of all running backs in the NFL, but he was the only back to get over 100 yards. You made him work for it, though. He had to go do it on 28 carries. The longest run was 12 yards. But for an offense like that, that does get you shorter third down conversion opportunities, and that was a big story in this game. 12 of 20 on third down. They had some manageable third downs due in part to that running game.
Yeah, I think, you know, all in all, I think there were 7 3 or less opportunities, 4 third and ones that they converted, 1 run and 3 passes, as well as, you know, 3rd and 3 or less. They were 4 of 4. So all in all, they were 7 of 7 on third down and 3 or less. And so, you know, we've got to kind of minimize that distance, you know, 3 or less, and moving forward for us to get better on third down.
There was huge questions about the offensive line worry out there because Josh Sitton comes in with very little practice time and Cody Whitehair at center. But overall, if you watch the tape, what did you see from that offensive line, in particular the interior with those new faces?
Believe it or not, I think we're improved. You know, I think, you know, again, we were, you know, 1 week into it with 2 switches there with Josh Sitton as well as Cody Whitehair moving to center. And but all in all, I think interiorly, we did pretty well. I think with the communication and more practice time together as we prepare for Philadelphia, I think it'll be a much improved unit.
Everything is always very visible in week one because it is week one. But the fact is, making changes could happen in week six. The similar fashion, somebody has to get ready to play on 2 days' notice. There's really no difference. It just feels like it when it's week one.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you've had guys together all in camp and you can have some kind of continuity, it feels a little bit newer if it's done in the week prior to the opener. But, again, that's the NFL. It's how it works. There's guys who got injured this week, and, you know, it'll be a next man up philosophy all around the league and won't be any different here. So I think we got out of the game pretty healthy was the good news. You know, we did play a good first half of football against a very fine team. Struggle down the stretch is something we need to improve at.
And that, again, is a process. You've said it before, too. You know, you got to learn how to finish. You got to learn how to win.
Yeah, I think, again, our guys are getting closer. They're very willing. I think everybody's mindset was pretty good, even in that locker room. You know, after that game, you know, we talked a lot about starting fast. I think we did. You know, that first possession, we go down and score. And, you know, and then we were able to score right before halftime with getting the ball to start the third quarter. And, you know, it just didn't go very well in the second half.
The Bears-Eagles game brought to you by Hall of Fame partner Miller Lite. The first 40,000 fans ages 21 and older to enter Soldier Field receive a Bears sweater koozie courtesy of Miller Lite. Miller Lite, the official and original Pilsner and official partner of your Chicago Bears. That's going to wrap us up tonight. For John Fox and Ed Donatell, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks to Andy Gersher, Keith Johnson, and Greg Miller. Bears-Eagles Monday night, pregame at 4:30, kickoff at 7:30 on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM. Thanks. Good night, everybody.